Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 11th day of the month of Tammuz. Today is day 640, but so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, Executive Vice President Emeritus of the Orthodox Union, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Weinreb slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, which will be recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Weinreb will lead us in the recitation of the three Mishaberach that we say on the program each and every single day, and Mishaberach for our dear soldiers, for the Chayalim, and Mishaberach for those who are held captive, which is the Mishaberach for the Shruim, and finally, concluding with the Mishaberach for Cholim, for those who are sick, where Rabbi Weinreb will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the name of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the Daily Tehillim Call reminder email, you can subscribe for that at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinreb.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, for your introduction. My wife and I have been in Eretz Yisrael for some time. We were here on that tragic day, Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeret, October 7th, 2023. We have had and still have grandchildren in the Israel Defense Forces, even at this very moment, still in Gaza. And we've experienced a number of difficult times, inspiring times, miraculous times, since most recently in the successful, we hope it was totally successful, Israeli action against Iran, which had miraculous results, for which we are very, very thankful. I would like to focus on the feeling that I experience here. I'm sitting now in Yerushalayim or HaKodesh. And there was a sense of relief, of course, in the air. I can't say people are dancing in the streets to celebrate a victory. That's not our way. But people here are thankful, thankful to the Ribono Shel Olam, thankful for those individuals, political leadership, military commanders, soldiers on the ground, who did such a wonderful job to this point. We still are engaged in difficult situations, battles from enemies, major and minor. But for now, there's a feeling of comfort, relief, optimism, and hope. I would like to talk about a dimension which is less public somehow. The facts are out there. But the fact is that whenever one has an experience in life, whatever it is, one must see it, meaning see it for what it really is. Don't look at the surface picture. Look behind the surface picture. Look carefully. And we learn this necessity of really seeing something, letting it reach inside of ourselves. I like to say, the saying goes, seeing is believing. But seeing is not just believing. Seeing is recognizing. Seeing is having insight. Seeing is reacting. Seeing is responding. Seeing must lead to something more than just seeing. And I'm afraid, and I'd like to try to correct this, or begin to correct this in this brief talk, and that is, yes, we see so many wonderful things, and people are speaking, perhaps correctly, miracles. We certainly see the hand of God. The successes, the fact that hundreds and hundreds of flights have been made attacking Iran, none of the missiles that we directed on Iran were interdicted, were intercepted. All of the pilots came back safely. It seems we had soldiers on the ground, obviously in secret, in Iran proper, and they all returned safely. However, and this is a big however, this is what we must see and react to, each and every one of us, whatever our means, whatever our influence, whatever our prayers, hopes, donations, whatever it happens to be, we have to see the fact. Despite all the success, 29 Israelis were killed in Iran's reaction against us during these significant 12 days. 29 people. 3,500 more were wounded, some quite seriously, by the attacks of Iran in response to our attack against Iran. 3,500 wounded. 2,300 homes, family homes, 2,300 were destroyed in 250 different buildings, different structures, apartment buildings. There are 16,000 people who have been displaced from their homes because of this recent attack, besides the various earlier displacements and evacuations that were necessary. That's 16,000 people without homes and everything that was inside their homes. Their papers, their treasures, their family albums, their important documents, on and on. We have to see this. We have to see these people. And you don't usually see them online. You don't see them in the television news. But we have to see them and recognize that they're out there and they have needs. Obviously, they have tremendous needs, emotional needs, financial needs, physical places to live, to be able to continue with their lives, with their responsibilities, with their family activities, etc. There were 600 enemy alerts, so many of them, dozens and dozens of them, which the people who live in our apartment building got to know each other, running down at the first warning to the miklat in the basement, to the shelter, and meeting people you didn't even recognize, people who were walking on the street when the sirens blew and when the sirens sounded and came into the nearest miklat, which is our building. And we met strangers this way, non-Jews who were seeking refuge and came into the miklat, to the shelter. There were 12,000 alarms across the country during these 10, 12 days. Certainly there was dislocation, there was a deprivation, sleep deprivation, which I know very well now. Sometimes we had to wake up two or three times in the middle of the night to the sound of alarms that we had to go down to the shelter. We slept in our clothes so that we could race down to the shelter and fully dressed. And there's trauma all around. We have to see that. We have to observe that. We have to know about this. We have to take the lesson. The best teacher, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our teacher. By Yigdal Moshe, the Pasuk says, the beginning of Parsha Shmos, Moshe was raised by the Egyptian princess, and he grew up, he reached a certain age of maturity, we don't know exactly how old it was, but by Yigdal, he became an adult, and he, and Moshe went out to his brothers, he wanted to see, he knew he was Jewish, he wanted to see what was happening to the Jews. By Ya'ar B'Sivlosom, and he saw their suffering. The Rashi, of course, bothered by the question, what do you mean he saw their suffering? If he went out to see the Jewish people, he saw they were enslaved. He saw they were in deep trouble. So what's the Ya'ar B'Sivlosom? The Rashi says, Ya'ar doesn't mean, you know, he walked by, he saw, oh, the Jews are suffering. Ah, terrible thing. Maybe I'll go home and say something to Hitler, which might have been a normal response. Moshe didn't do that. Rashi says, Nosan Einov Libo. Moshe focused his eyes. He wanted to see exactly what was happening. There was an Egyptian slave master beating a Jew. He watched that scene. It let it sink into him. And then if I not some enough, he looked, he used his eyes to see clearly what was happening. The libo. And he reacted emotionally. He said, this is terrible. I can't stand this. I can't tolerate this. I can't stand passively by and watch this. Seeing is not enough. Seeing must have believe and recognize and analyze and see what's happening and the impact of it and the importance of it and your role in doing something about it. That's the lesson we learned from Moshe. To see carefully and to put our hearts into it, not to close the TV whenever we see pictures that are unpleasant, but to look at those unpleasant pictures and see the apartment buildings which are destroyed, see people never looking for their loved ones in a rubble, people displaced and wandering around looking, where can I stay? Can I stay by friends? Do I have enough money to rent a hotel room for the duration until we can reconstruct our lives? This is the kind of seeing that we have to do. And this is the kind of seeing that's necessary. And this is the kind of seeing that by acting that way, by reacting to what we see, all of us, let's program, all of us, general, can do something. I urge you to look into where you can be helpful, how you can be helpful. OU has various ways of helping you connect to various programs that we have going in Israel to help people who are struggling because of the circumstances of the past, 18 months or so, which are not quite over yet. And we have to pray for it to be over, for the hostages to return. There's still much to see and much to do. That's my message for today. What we can do, of course, and will do now, is to go on to recite Tehillim, to pray desperately, to pray Mimamakim to our depths, from the depths, our depths, the depths of our hearts, the depths of our soul, for the Ribbono Shel Olam, for our prayers to be heard. We begin by reciting together. I always recite them out loud. You follow along with me. You can have on your screens now or on your iPhones or whatever gadget you have and see the text from Tehillim Chav, from Psalm 20, with the Hebrew and the English translation. Lam natseyach mizmor leDavid Yadcho Adonai b'yom soro Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. May the Lord answer you in times of trouble. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisodeko Yizkor Kol Minchotecho Yolosecho Yedash Neselo Yitein Lecho Chilbovecho. May he give you all that your heart desires. May he ensure that all your plans succeed. May the Lord grant all your requests. Anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Some trust in chariots, others in horses, but we call on the name of the Lord our God. Heimo koru v'nofolu. They crumble and fall. Anachnu kamnu v'nisodol. But we rise up and stand firm. Adonai Yoshiyo, HaMelech Yaneinu, Yom Koreinu. Let's proceed to Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Mizmor LeDavid, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echzor. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Benosteshe Yabitei, Almei Menuchos Yinalei, Nafshi Yishovei, Yanchei V'mat Leitzedek, V'man Shemo, Dam Pielei, Begei Talmoves, Lo Hiroro, Kiyato Imodi, Shiftecho Mishantecho, Emo Yinachamuli. Although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff encourage me. Ta'aroch lefonai shulchan eget zoveroi, Nishanto v'ashem en roshi, Kosi v'voyo, Nachtoho chesed, Yidifuni kol yimei chayoi, May only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life. Mishavti b'reis Adonai, Mi'orech yomim. Let's move on now to Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir l'malos, Esoi na'el hehorim, Me'ayin yovo ezri. I lift my eyes up to the hills. Where will my help come from? Ezri me'yim Adonai, Osei shomayim ba'orez. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Al yiten b'mot raglecho, al yonum shomrecho, hine lo yonum v'lo yishon. Shomer Yisrael. Behold, the guardian of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Adonai Shomecho, Adonai Tzilcho, Al Yad Yeminecho, Yomom HaShemesh Lo Yakeko, Yoreyach Palo Elo, Adonai Yishmorcho Mikol Ro, Yishmor es nafshecho, Adonai yishmor tzeizecho vo'echo, me'ato v'yad olam. The Lord will guard your going and coming, now and forevermore. Continue with Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir ha'malos, Mima makim krosicho Adonai. From the depths I have called to you, Lord. Adonai shimo v'koli, hienoz necho kashuvos v'kol hachanunoi. Im avunos tishmoyo, Adonai mi yamon. Kim echo hasricho. L'man tivorei. Kivisi Adonai, kiviso nafshi, v'lidvoro ucholti. Nafshi l'Adonai, nishomrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed. Put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is loving kindness, and great is his power to redeem. It is he who will redeem Israel from all their sins. Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm 142. When I see this psalm recited, I remember my days long ago now in the yeshiva of Ben Yaakov Yosef, because many of our teachers, our rabbeim, were themselves refugees of the Holocaust. Many of them, not most of them, escaped from Lithuania, from Vilna, escaped to Shanghai and spent years in Shanghai. That was their refuge, and they felt desperate. They left behind families, friends, chaverim. And this was the prayer they recited in Shanghai in these difficult, difficult circumstances. And they continued to recite this tehillim years after they were freed, living in the United States of America and teaching Torah to us young people. Maskir l'dovid, v'hiyosov ha'ma'oro t'silo. This is a poem of David while he was in a cave, Shanghai, for these people in 1941, 42, 43, 44, was a cave. And this is their prayer. This was their prayer. Koli el Adonai Yezo, Koli el Adonai Yezpanon, Eshpoch lefonov sifi, Tohorosi lefonov agir. I will tell my troubles to him. Isatekolai ruchi, when my spirit grows faint, within me, the Ator Yodat on the Sivosi, you know the path along the way I walk. The Orach Ezohale, Tom Nufakli, Abed Yominura, the Eheli Makir. I have nowhere to flee, no one cares for me. Ovad Manos, me many, Ain Doveshu Napshi. Soati Elecho Adonoi Omati Atomati Chelki Bi Eretz Hachayim Hakshivo El Rinosi Gidalo Siniod. Listen to my plea, for I have sunk so low. Hatzileini Meirodefai Ki Ometzu Mimeni. Save me from my pursuers, for they are too strong for me. Hotsi ami masker nafshi lahodos eshimecho v'yachidu tzadikim kisigmo holoi. The righteous will gather around me when you are good to me. And we will recite together Achenu kol beis Yisrael. And I will translate it from the Hebrew into the English phrase by phrase. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, we are brothers of the whole house of Israel. Hanesunim b'tzoro v'shivyo, who are in distress and captivity. Hondim vein bayom vein bayabosho, on the sea or on land. Hamokom yirachem aleihem, may the all present have compassion on them. And lead them from distress to relief. From darkness to light. From oppression to freedom. Hashto, now. Golo, swiftly. Uvizman koriv, and very soon. In Omar, Omein. And let us say, Omein. We'll recite now several special blessings. The first, the prayer for the Israel Defense Forces. You can follow in the English translation. I will recite the Mishaberach in the Hebrew. Mishaberach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov Hu Yivorech Es Hayolei Tzevo Ha'adono Yisrael Vanshei Kochos Habitachon Ha'omedim Al Mishmaratzenu V'yorei Eloheinu, V'gevul ha'levonon, V'yad mitar Mitzrayim, U'min hayam ha'godol, Ad levo ho'arovo, U'v'chol makom sheheim, V'yabosho bo'avir, U'v'ayom. Yitein Adonai et oyveinu hakomim oleinu nigofim lifneihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishmor v'yatzil es hayoleinu mikol tzara v'tzuka ומכל נגעו וישלח ברכו והצלחו בכל מעשה ידיהם ויעבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויעטרם בחסר ישועו ובהתרס ניצחון ויקוים בהם הכוסו כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם וילוחם לכם עם אויביכם והושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. Then a mishaberech for those being held in captivity to this very day. Mishaberech ha'usenu Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo who yivorech v'yishmor v'yinsoret ne'ederei tzeva ha'agonah l'Yisrael u'shevuyov v'yayitz kol acheinu ha'nesunim b'tzoro v'shivyom b'avur shekol ha'kohol ha'kodosh hazeh. Imagine the size of this Kohol HaKadosh. Many hundreds of people are listening at this very moment. This is a Kohol HaKadosh, a holy congregation. Azeh, Mispaleil Ba'avuram, we're praying for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimoled Achamim Aleihem, V'yotziyei Mechoshech Mitzalmoveh, Mosroseihem Yinateik, U'mimtzukoseihem Yoshiyein, וישיבי נהרו לחיק משפחותיהם, יודו לאדוני חסדו, ונפלי יוסו לבני אדום, ויקוים בהם מקרו שכוסו, ובדויי אדוני ישובון, ובאו ציון וירינו, ושמחה סולום על ראשום, ששום ושמחו, Yasigo Vinasu Yogom Vahanoho Vinomar Omein. Finally, we'll recite a prayer for the people who are sick, whether they wounded victims of the war in one way or another, soldiers and civilians, or whether they are people who need a refuah shalem, who need healing and total cure. People who are close to us, people in our families, people who are our friends and acquaintances who are ill and who deserve and are entitled to our prayers, but we pray Mishaberach. And I will pause at a point for some time to allow you to insert, to recite aloud if you wish, the names of the people, the individuals whom you are praying for. The general custom is to pray for the person by his or her Hebrew name, as the son of the mother's name, if you know it, the father's name, if you don't, and if just use some other surname or pet name, the Ribbono Shel will know what quite well who you're praying for. Mishaberach Ha'Hoseinu Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov Moshe V'Aharon David U'Shlomo U'Yivorech Es Hacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimolei Rachamim Aleihem, Hachalimom, Ulrapom, Bechazukom, Ulahachayosom, Yishlach Lohem Mehero, Refuo Shalema Min HaShemayim, Lecholei Voreihem, Lechol Gideihem, Yisoh Shiyor, Cholei Yisroel. Refuas ha-nefesh, refuas ha-guf, ashto, ba-golo, u-bizman, korir, in-omar, omein. Thank you for your listening, and may our prayers be heard.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinreb. Such a blessed, such an unbelievable opportunity for us to have you on. Really, really appreciate it, and we look forward, please God, Amir Tashem, to having you back on the program soon in the near future. for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program, which is tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful and safe day.